Oh.
Kendall's like, oh, we've been just, trying to communicate. Nicole's like, no. There's been no communication. There's been no trying in that.
He's like,
Oh, when she and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment, a
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddie.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality podcast, a place for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us and reality TV. We are here to talk about Love Island USA reunion. I am joined by Izzy Gleacher of Big Brother 25. Hi, Izzy.
What up?
And Quita Tinsley, my co-host of the Love Is Blind series. Currently, we're in the middle of a Love Is Blind UK season. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
Hey. So, I have just started talking about this season in the middle, just randomly. No coherent content on Black by Reality about it. But I was like, by the reunion, I need to get some people together and talk further because I was mostly talking to Chappelle about the in-between. So, I'm so curious, what were your guys's, like, feelings about this season? Like, have you ever watched Love Island USA before this? Izzy?
Yeah, I was big on Love Island UK, like, when it came out. Like, Love Island UK 1 is, like, one of my favorite things. I feel like this is, like, a little bit consistent with the fandom. It's, like, I watched Love Island USA, but, like, I wasn't really, it didn't give me the feels. But I would say this season has really stunned me. I think, like, this season has been... I loved it. I thought the season brought all of the things. Like, I love, like, all the ladies in the house. I love when they're all best friends. I love when there's drama. They work it out. I loved the women this season. Like, loved. The men sucked, but they were, like, so dumb. They brought the drama.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The women taught them so much, Cadell got his Cheez-Its deal. It's like,
he
could celebrate about so many things, There was good drama, like really a mess, like, yeah. Anyway, I loved it. And a very strategic season. There he is. Oh,
there he is.
Cheesy couple. I'm dead.
I didn't think he flavor. Apparently, he has a flavor. You can get it for a limited time. I pulled up a picture. They already have him on the box. I want that box.
I need the box too. Yeah.
Just
I want that box framed. I love that. Look at that.
Yeah. So the winner keeps on winning.
Yeah. I thought this was like, because I think Love Island Games is ultimately how Love Island should be all the time. Like, I think it should just be Love Island Games because, like, then the word game, like, gets up in it a little bit more. But I felt like for, like, an OG Love Island format, this was, like, the most strategic. And I loved it. And I know we'll talk about it, but I thought them showing the whole unedited fire pit at reunion was chef's kiss.
See, this is the thing.
Yeah.
This is the thing because I think – there are a lot of people who are begging for that unedited footage. And then a lot of people are like, don't listen to TikTok. I don't care about this. I'm like, I'm sorry. But if you are ever into strategy and gaming, this is one of the main events of this season. It just is.
Listen, we got better strat talk at that fire pit than we have on the whole BB26 season so far.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, that fire pit was it. Like, I...
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. Get Olivia on the Traitors. Get Olivia on the Traitors now. Like, that would be such a scoop. And also, like, the crossfade, Aaron's out. Obviously, Olivia's in. We love that, Anyway, yeah. That's this season.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Quita, what's your history with this show and your thoughts on this season?
So I'm not a Love Island girly. I have not seen the UK, even though I've heard, like, when I was telling people, oh, I'm watching this season of USA, people were like, UK is where it's at. And I'm like, honestly, I'm only here off the strength of seeing Cordell and Serena, like a picture of them on Instagram. And I was like, I don't know who these people are, but I need to watch the show. They're on it. Yeah, and I was hooked. I was like, oh, I love this. Like, most times I only watch like dating shows when they're queer or Love is Blind. I don't know. Love is Blind has such a place in my heart. But yeah, I loved the season. Like, as you said, I loved the girls. I loved all of them. I loved their like friendships. I loved their tense moments where they model what it looks like to like be straight up real with your friend and like accountability, like advocating for each other. I loved all of it. Yeah, the men brought essentially all the drama. Like
All of it.
all of it. Like
Dumbasses. Good
it's
job.
ridiculous.
Dummies.
So ridiculous. Should we get our winners out of the way since their update was not a biggie, honestly, because they are still doing great. Now, did you guys see the restaurant date where Cordell asked Serena to be his girlfriend? So cute, so cute. It was
We love a whole
interesting.
shebang, you know, like we love a whole setup. You know, he did so good. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to hear more though, because he's like, yeah, I contacted the restaurant. That restaurant made cocktails named after aspects of the show. I don't know what the meals were like, but I was like, I kind of want to hear more about how we came up with these drinks and stuff, please.
Oh yeah, everything was related back to the season, the story. You know, he painted the whole picture. I mean, you know, he could do that. You know, he could rent out a restaurant, you know. He got that Cheez-Its deal, okay?
Right.
Or the place absolutely got that promo, and I'm so
Yeah.
happy
Oh,
for them.
100%.
Serena said that she's been busy moving into her new place, and Cordell's helping. I have seen this on social media. They're just cute, young, and seems to be carefree, and I love it so much for them.
'Cause they're like in their early 20s,
Yeah.
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They love
Yeah, they're
this.
sweet, but they seem to be doing like all of a sudden, like very quickly, just like all these life things, like very naturally, you know, together. Like, yeah, I would say that they're my like winner pick. Like, I think they are gonna be together the longest out of the
Absolutely.
few remaining couples. You know,
Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm excited. I'm excited for them. But also, they were so low key, and I love that for them. Leah and Miguel, should we talk about next?
Yeah,
Because they weren't
absolutely.
given much. They
No.
made it official. That was the funniest part. I thought that was a joke. Like, I just thought that
Right.
was so funny. Like, I don't know. Come on. Like, you know, I'm sure they have a good time, but like, they don't, they're lot, you know.
Yeah, we'll
Yeah.
see. Here's my thing about Love Island USA season 6. All these girlies just do everything together. Like, they're in a relationship with each other first. So when Casa Amor happened, they absolutely had a pact. We're not taking any of these men back. And guess what? With that bargaining chip of like, we're all single. And y'all are going to look terrible if you don't fix this. They got their men back. Now, after the season, all these men are coordinating. We have to become boyfriends before this reunion. We got to get it together. And they're all helping each other with it. So it's just not surprising that Miguel also got on board.
Gamers got to game.
True
Okay.
that.
They knew what they were up against. PPG is going strong, you know? Yeah. I mean, they're in a way better position with them than without, you know?
Yeah.
Especially Miguel. I mean, sweet, look at his face. He's so pretty, but like, you know, goddamn. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I'm like, this relationship is doomed because she lives in California and he lives in the UK.
Right.
Like,
Their lives don't like intersect at all, you know?
No.
No. Something, though, that I kind of wish we heard more from them. I don't know. I get the vibe that maybe they still bond over, like, other things. Like, they talked about how common aspects they have with their family. I'm wondering what, like, their cultures, if they intersect at all or not. We know so little about them and their compatibility to really hedge, like, what the basis is. But, yeah. Now, we got numbers as well, because another part of this whole season has been how much it blew up. Ariana's like, so Leah, how many followers do you have?
Yeah, that was nuts. Also, the numbers are nuts.
They're nuts. They say a lot. And Leah said, oh, almost 3 mil. I definitely stopped paying attention. I was like, almost 3? What? And when she started, she was at 12,000.
I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Love Island of, like, I, you know, obviously, like, even out of all of the shows, like, Love Island exists for the social media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, literally, yeah.
Embedded, like, you know, I mean, it's not, you know, Big Brother, I think, is the same, that it's, like, happening live. So people, I think that really engages social media-wise, you know? Like, but, it it's, like, not even close. And, like, the, like, competition reality people are always like, oh my God, Big Brother's got such big numbers. And then it's like, you look at Love Island, it's like, what the hell is Big Brother? Who's heard of that, you know?
Yeah, it's lightning in a bottle. We'll see what the following seasons are, but there were so many things about this season that had to go the way it went in order to get these kind of numbers for Leah and the other PPG girls. But yeah, and I also saw Leah signed. She signed to some agency all around, We'll see. But another thing that Leah had to do was confront Andrea. Now, I'm sorry, but Big Brother started, Love is Blind. Like, I have too many shows. I've heard over and over that Andrea was saying stuff on social media, and I'm like, if it's major, I'll hear it. And I haven't heard anything, but I'll believe you guys, because I get jumped every time. I'm like, but what did she say that was so bad? So I can know and be mad too.
You mean, like, what did Andrea say about Leah that was so bad?
Yeah, well, Janae actually got the receipts. That's what you should do, fandom, when someone asks. Because Janae had the paper. She said, you called my girl, Leah, two-face on After Sun. So let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forget what the other things that Andrea said.
I honestly was so just like, I went blank watching Janae pull out the receipts. So I was like, I don't care what she says, she's right. You know, like, I know. I think, like, Andrea's stance in most of this is, like, ridiculous. Like, you know what you signed up for. You got dumped from this island. Like, why are you blaming Leah? It's also like, you know that, like, you're all going after the same guy. I'm not saying not to be butthurt, but, like, you then, like, can't villainize the people that are left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm sorry you left early. Like, that is just, like, what happens. I don't know. You just knew it was, could happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, like, once again, I know we'll get to the fire pit, but it's, like, who actually thought Andrea was going to get saved at that fire pit?
No. Like, the guys did.
How is that really possible? Like, obviously, well, anyway, so I think, like,
well, no, because it's like, obviously they were going to pick their friend. And I know the girls were trying to be like, we didn't pick Janae because she was our friend, but I'm like,
it's like, just say it. It's like, just say it. Like,
they won't be like, they won't. And that's my one frustrating thing about PPG, because they talk about standing on everything.
Exactly.
Y'all can't say that you wanted to keep your friend. Every time Andrea said, I know you wanted to keep your friend. Serena said, all I care about is touch Janae. Now, Serena stood on that. The minute she knew that Janae was safe, she shut up. But Leah, talk. And Leah, I don't know if she just forgets what she does and says, or, you know, we're doing some lying.
Was, like, really needing that. I mean, like, but my thing is, like, okay, if they don't want to say it's for friendship, then The answer is Andrea was the only one that has only ever talked mm-hmm. or been with one guy, and so we don't think that's real. Nicole is showing signs that she is open, right. and so she's exploring. Janae has been exploring and hasn't found anything, so we're keeping the two that seem more like reasonable about mm-hmm. this experience than mm-hmm. the other. Done. That's it. Like that also right. like could have been valid, but then they're like, you know, they're not really committing to one.
They don't commit.
You know, but like Olivia was running that fire pit.
Oh yeah, she Olivia was running was it, running but that. She was running like, it of like what. Where is everyone?
Standing? She was using logic yes, and was like exactly. trying to organize everybody. But exactly. the reality is Leah was making an argument. And she wants to be like, I took a back seat. And I'm like, no, you were no, you didn't. Making an I argument.
Like, why is it so bad that she didn't take that she did place an argument?
Because
like I understood that.
It's the cover up. It's the cover yeah, up.
It's the cover.
Because remember,
you mean like
Andrea
her cover
gets dumped,
up that she's
Rob, I don't know if it's like a day or two, but yeah. Rob's obviously sulking because he didn't get what he wanted. Boo hoo. But Leah takes it upon herself to go over there and be like, how are you doing? You know, I took the back seat if you want to ever talk. Right. And it was so obvious at that point that she was still interested in Rob.
Right.
She did. And Rob knew also that she was interested and then hit her with the okie doke when she probably thinks, oh, I'm pulling you for a chat. This is going to be romantic. Instead, he's like, you a liar. Liv said da 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 and then embarrassed her. The thing is, she didn't stand on business. She was absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely like, I got your girl out. Oh, I'm so sorry. You could always talk to me. It's like, girl.
Okay. Okay, I see that. I just like don't ultimately think like yeah, no shit. Like if I was her, I would be like, yeah, right. I would like Andrea yeah. to be out.
I would have just put on it.
So I don't understand.
Right.
Why. Right. So you're saying that like why didn't she just own that?
Just
right.
Own it.
Right.
She's like, I would have just said it. If I did it, I would have just said it. It's like, obviously you wouldn't because you didn't. And then she finally says, yeah, I did that. And then she's making jokes of, oh, what's the backseat? What I did to Andrea. Then stand on that the first time and we wouldn't be in the situation right. wasting 20 minutes in the finale or the right. reunion over because you guys could not just say that. You did the most. When all the other people are making their arguments, no one else was like, oh, and on top of that, Andrea was like talking about brand deals, by the way. It's like,
right, I know. Yeah.
Not the back seat. You're trumping up the charges.
Yeah, literally are.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if anything, Serena or Kaylor could say they took a back seat. You know?
Yeah, it's like, Serena. Yeah, Serena took the most. She was like, Janae's safe? Great.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. also, what I think is a little interesting is that Liv gave specific directions. Put your hand one up
yeah.
for Nicole, two.
Yeah.
for Andrea.
Yeah.
After all that talking that Leah did, she didn't put a finger up. And that's why a lot of people, when they saw that, was like, Leah definitely didn't take a backseat because look, she didn't even vote.
Wow.
It's just
bizarre.
To me, I'm like,
it is weird.
There's some weirdness with Leah. It's been like that. She always got called out for things.
Yeah.
She was,
for like lying or misleading.
I'm not like excusing it, but
I don't
like
think
she has no idea that she's like hypocritical or like
exactly.
in her.
It's
her
something
action,
that
know?
I think she doesn't even know she's doing.
Yes, yeah, something like, about it. She's just acting out of emotion.
Yeah. yeah, but it's like if you're always being caught in these situations, girly pop, it's time to sit and just try harder at taking it back seat.
Well, yeah, she's going to be a nightmare on Love Island Games. You know, like with 3 million, she's absolutely going to be on Love Island Games.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, she's going to be a nightmare. Yeah.
But yeah, for the whole Andrea bit, yeah,
I mean,
she was talking.
It was too much. It was too mm-hmm. much. I was just happy that they like they just showed the whole thing. They were like, fine, you want it. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can make their own judgments. You know,
mm-hmm.
and like ultimately we saw like we saw what happened, you know,
yeah.
like so that was good, but it was like too much, like give it a rest, like
yeah.
it was too much when they kept introducing it in all the like challenges throughout the goddamn season after it happened.
Oh, you mean constantly mentioning it?
Like they kept always bringing it up. And even on the production side, like with the tweets and stuff, there was something about that. Again, it's like, let it go, let it die, you know?
I like it because if I'm thinking in Big Brother terms, this was the blind side of the season. Like, this is Cedric getting voted out last week.
Yeah, I guess, like, it's, like, hard because, like, the reality is, like, if it was, like, a competition game like that, it wouldn't have been a blindside. Because it's, like, so clear that she would have gone.
Back to the guys. If you think of it as, like, they're in two different alliances.
The guys weren't voting, so it didn't matter.
Like, right. They weren't in power.
Yes, but here's the thing. The guys in their heads, because both sides actually think this, right? Because technically, the show, the reason why Love Island USA works is because it's hetero as hell. Mm-hmm. So even though the boys have the power one time, the girls the other time, then there's also the couples, and the couples have their own allyships. And I think every person who's in a couple thinks, well, my other person has my back, right? Like, Serena got Cordell together before the voting even started, and she said, all I know is that Janae better not go home. You think Cordell was not going to say something if then Janae was going up? Because he knows his partner, aka ally, wants Janae. But for Aaron and Rob, they're also thinking, well, the people that we know, Kaylor, would hopefully be on our side. Liv was Kaylor and Aaron almost all that season, so he thought he had that number. They couldn't believe that, yeah, they lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but at the top of it all, like, Aaron was the most in alignment with Rob, which is why he can never control his emotions around his own partnership. Or, like, he could, you know, it's like, because your girlfriend was a part of this vote. So you saying they're stupid, you're actually calling your own boo in this show stupid.
She never respected her. She was not supposed to fall in line.
Exactly. And it's like, we're thinking about strategy here, because it's like, Kaylor is only one person out of all the girls, right? So it's like, if somebody's making a strong argument, me and my man are safe. I'm going to just let whoever want to talk lead the moment. So Liv and Leah are running the show. Cool. I went with what the rest of the girls said. We voted together. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, ultimately, like, Nicole, I, like, totally agree with you that there's, like, the couples within the friendships and, like, all of those things. But it's, like, the minute those dudes saw that it was Serena, Leah, Olivia, you know, like, even Kaylor, like, I know that, but Kaylor has always been more with her girls. With Liv, had kind of, like, a same, like, relationship with Liv that Aaron had with Rob in some ways, you know? And so it's, like, damn, like, there's no way that, you know, like, at that point, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess I obviously see both sides. I like thinking about things like that, but
I also can't help but think that Aaron and Rob had the most pull and the most power coming into this season. Rob he was on season 5, so he was a familiar face. People were absolutely talking about him before the season even started. And then Aaron, he's already been on reality TV and everything like that. Like, I could see them just thinking, like, we've been through this before. We got this. We got this. So it was just not even in the equation. Should we talk about Aaron and Kaylor now?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
All right.
That's our like, the underscore of this episode. So let's talk about it.
Yeah. So we get an update. It was a Kaylor who said that they are not together.
I think she did say that.
Yeah. Well,
they asked, like, how are things going, and they both were like, not good.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yo, the rest of the cast looked tired. Like, look at Cordell. Over it. So why did this man kick things off saying, well, you know, I know I did all the wrong things. He started off with, I put my hands down Daniela's hands. I kissed her. And Kaylor hears nothing else because Who would? And she was like, I was just with you a couple of days ago. Which then it's like, this was not over. I'm sorry.
I know.
It was not over.
Okay. Also, I was thinking about it and I was going to ask your expert opinion on this, but did she said it a couple times. I thought when she was like 3 days ago, when we were together in the hotel, like she made it seem like they spent the night. Right.
I
would assume so. Yeah.
I would not doubt it.
Yeah.
This girl cannot hold water. She's trying. She heard the feedback and she was trying.
She did so good. I mean, from where she came from,
yeah.
So good at the reunion.
Yeah.
She can't be expecting, you know, full, like, she's a new person. I think she really, like, did the best that she could. And I was proud of her. At that, you know.
But what confused me, so I did not know Aaron before.
Yeah.
It like I was pretty deep in the season when I found out he was on the Traitors. So I did not know anything about him. But for him to be on a show that is such about strategy, it is really baffling how he thought coming on a like a nationally produced show to tell his girlfriend all these things that she had never heard before would be the brightest idea. I was like, sir, do you not remember what you lived through Fiji? Like, we've watched this before. You lying to Kaylor doesn't work well. And he's like, last hurrah, I'm going to give all of these details during the reunion.
I mean, he's like pathological. You know what I mean? Like, he believes like whatever truth he's in at any given moment. You know what I mean? And like, I bet he probably didn't remember that he didn't tell her. You know, he was like, oh shit, right? You know, like, I don't know, it's like so weird. Awful.
I think we saw on this reunion multiple couples who are at already the resentment stage. I think that I felt like Aaron resented Kaylor because to him he's like, I did nothing out of the norm for this show. Why can't you get over it? Da, 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 da. Kaylor has resentment towards Aaron because she's like, you obviously have embarrassed me and made me look like a fool, and I'm trying with you. And it's like, there's no going back once resentment is in the relationship.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Their faces in this still.
Like, and then, okay, so Kaylor's like, I was with you at this time. She talks about they were fighting in a freaking gas station parking lot in Pittsburgh somewhere. And I'm just like,
we're all tired. We're all tired, Kaylor.
Let it go. Let it go. Oh.
So the big thing is, and then apparently he was texting Daniela. Or messaging her of just like, oh, I'm like so grateful or something. Kaylor mentions that. Kaylor, you stood with him after that.
Right.
You could just pick any one of the moments from like day one of them meeting.
Yeah.
You know? And where she could have just gone left, you know, like just.
But the thing about it is, it's like Aaron knows. If he met Kaylor in regular life and they weren't on a television show, she would be here for the okey-doke. Because she has been here for the okey-doke the whole time.
Yeah.
She gets upset when other people see the bullshit.
Yeah.
And he don't tell her before. Because the reality is, Serena felt like Cordell stayed in her face too. But the difference is, Cordell is like, I'm going to let you know everything that I did before Daya can tell you, before the show can tell you. And Aaron is like, I don't know why you keep bringing this up. Just get over it. Because she probably would typically get over it, you know? So it's like the parts of her, it's like, girl, don't let this man play in your face because he's going to keep doing it. But the cameras are going to go away at some point. But like, no, he's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Cordell absolutely seems like it was like he learned, like he realized what the problem was. And with Aaron, he was so comfortable in Casa, you just knew from everything he had done that this was just like normal repeat behavior, and like that's a problem, you know, like that.
And it's like so obvious that he's really into Daniela. Like, it's
And what was the deal? Like, just he should have just come back with Daniela and said,
stick with her. Stand on it. And then
stick with her.
It's, like, mad, but, Kaylor would have been, obviously, Kaylor and heartbroken, but, like, then she could actually move on. But instead, you're, like, doing this, and she can't ever just move on, you know? Yeah,
right.
I mean, ultimately, because she is, a part of that, but, like, you know, he's active participant in that, like.
All summer, I feel like I've been watching men. I feel like I've watched men devolve from, I'm going to do a woman dirty, but instead of, like, I'm not going to be pompous afterwards, I'm going to crumble and cry, and then you cannot say anything to me because I'm crying and I'm very emotional. You know that this is very rare for us, even though I feel like all summer I've just seen men weep after doing a woman dirty.
Yeah, because it, like, gives them an excuse for, like, if a woman says anything, they're like, you weren't supporting me. Can't you see I was upset? Even if they were the cause of the upset, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was so dirty. We just devolved to some real dirty things because then Aaron's like, you know, I lost my grandfather. You weren't supportive. You still went on the BFF podcast to tour Enemy. That was a weird interview. If you have not watched it, I talked about it with Chappelle. They're all on the same interview, I believe. Rob, Kaylor, and Aaron. And Kaylor is just saying, yeah, like, I'm going to just take a step back from this relationship. And Aaron's just sitting there like, what do I do now? And it's just like, such weird energy. So he's like, you went from trying to support me to that, and then you dug right into me again. And it's just like, oh my God.
And I would have been like, I am so sorry about your grandfather dying, but that literally has nothing to do with how you showed up in this relationship, because these are two different things. Like, I can feel bad for your grandfather dying and want to show up for you in that way. But if you think that gets you off from how you acted on this show and you acted afterwards, it don't. Like,
we'll see. Oh my God. And like, Kaylor needed you, because like, that I think ultimately was like what she was trying to say. Find those words, or maybe doesn't even understand that, like, that's what she's feeling. But that was I just was like itching for her to like say what you just said. Like, I think she was like trying to get across a similar sentiment, you know?
Yeah. And so that's why she lets Liv tap in. And then Aaron gets upset. But I'm like, you can't get upset at her using Liv because you use Rob in the same way. She's your advocate.
True.
Liv was so excited sitting in between them. She was like, excuse me.
Yeah. She loved it. She loved it. She's been rooting for the end of this.
Yeah.
She's been rooting for the end of this. So wild. Yeah. If there's anything else. So Aaron went on the Vile Files podcast, and he claimed he ended the relationship. I think the answer is somewhere in between. I really do. Because let's think about it. The whole decline of this relationship is because Aaron lost interest in Kaylor. He won't say that. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to keep treating you badly until you leave me. And Kaylor's like, I'm never leaving. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he dumped her a long time ago. Once he started speaking Spanish to Daniela. Oh. Kaylor was a single woman.
Yep.
She just didn't know it yet. So.
There's no lie.
So I don't really care who ended it. Just like, hopefully it's ended.
Right. That's the thing that matters, that it's done.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
But I mean, obviously, it wasn't until maybe the reunion taping.
During the
reunion. I think we actually saw the breakup. I think we saw it. I think it was in that still.
If you don't think they went home to the same hotel room to just argue little bit more, Izzy.
I'm just so not straight. I just don't understand how they do it. Like, why?
Oh, they definitely argued again, and they hooked up again, and they're probably going to argue about this again. You know?
I don't know. I kind of stand by the old adage that it takes half the time of the relationship to get over it. Mm. So, you know, we'll see in a month.
Okay, yeah, that'll be fairly quick.
Yeah. should we move on to these two?
Oh, a shiver just.
I know. It's spooky, ooky in the Nicole and Kendall route. First of all, Ariana just asked, how's things going? Longest pause in the world.
Oh.
Nicole turns to Kendall and she's like, do you want to say?
Oh.
Kendall's like, oh, we've been just, you know, trying to communicate. Nicole's like, no, no, no. There's been no communication. There's been no trying in that.
He's like,
you know, and yeah, she said that he lied. Kendall's starting to stumble over because he's like, I think, honestly, the show was never going to make this into the episodes. Like, I don't think they were going to. And I think then Kendall was like, something happened. And Nicole was like, nah, we're going to just talk about it. And she says, the video. What do we think of that decision?
I think not enough care is being taken around Kendall around this issue. You know, I think so often we're used to an instance like this happening to a woman. And I think emotionally and physiologically, we have such a different reaction. And I think when things like this happen to men, we don't know how to respond to it, to like tend to them as someone who's been a victim of something. And the situation gets even more complicated because Nicole feels so hurt. And she keeps being like, I know we all agree that this is bad, but, and I'm like, I don't think we're taking enough time to pause in that we all know this is bad to just check in on how Kendall is doing. And like, I hear that he lied and your first day in the real world and your boo is lying to you is like heavy, especially given her own trauma history. But I'm like, the reality is space has to be given to Kendall around this thing. Cause I don't think he's had enough space. Because it's hard to, I don't know. I'm like, the way we are even talking about it, right? It's like not even fully like giving space the way that I think we would give a victim if they were a woman or a survivor of an instance like this, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I was like, I can't believe that she just so quickly was like, I'm going to basically just like in some way violate you again, you know, like, did he know she was going to like actually bring it up so specifically? Yeah. Like, was he willing? Like, what's the responsibility of the show? Like, I think, but they, I don't, you know, it doesn't seem like they're like actually taking, you know, a proactive stance to protect him, you know?
In some way. I could have edited it out completely.
Yeah, I find that to be really icky. And like, I agree. At first I was like, okay, I'm glad all of them are starting to be like, listen, what happened to Kendall was wrong. But then, yeah, it was sort of like, okay, great. We got our PSA out of the way.
Right.
Let's get back down to the team. And it's like, oh no, this is like a complicated thing with these like love shows and these like shows and stuff like that. That is like, you know, people's, you know, body and sexuality and just sexual self is like, that's like a really, that's an intimate thing. That's like a vulnerable thing. Like you have to, I know we like the drama and the tea, but like we have to like actually take that seriously.
For sure.
Yeah. So that makes me like really sad. And also like, of course, Kendall keeps lying. You know what I mean? It's like all these things. It's like his behavior has also been fairly consistent. And so it's like, it's just sad that immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and they are faced with this like unimaginable thing actually.
Yeah. It's like, the short version that I said before this was just both of these people were put in a very impossible situation. It's like Kendall, first and foremost, was the victim. It does also involve Nicole just for the situation outside. And I think the big thing that she probably didn't mention, but it's obviously probably a part of it, is just the embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people can say over and over that they never seen any hate towards Nicole. I did! Like, I covered this show. People were questioning if Nicole and Kendall were genuine.
Yeah.
Since they started.
The whole time.
That was always the narrative. And then when they come out, this happens. And it's messed up. It's messed up that the show already includes the language of testing the relationship. Oh. So mm-hmm. then that's the language. It's like, this is our test. And it's like, this is not. That it's like, and no one gives them the rules on how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I get Nicole wanting to add context for her anger. She should have leaned though on the other lies because she appeared on the mm-hmm. biofiles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kendall, he was out and about with the other cast members. The big conversation around this couple was, where's Nicole? Because mm-hmm. she was at home. She was not posting. Kendall was out and about. The guys were doing club promotions and got in trouble with mm-hmm. these girlies who are like, hey, actually, Kendall kicked all, like, the black girls out of the VIP. Mm-hmm. Yo, your boyfriend making headlines over kicking out black girls and the VIP. It's just stacking one out of the other. It's almost like Kaler. It's like, how yeah. much more? And it's like, I think the lesson from Kaler and Nicole is like, stop giving up your agency. Stop. Yes. Like, it's a lot of, because even Nicole said in the Biofiles, I wasn't going to end the relationship because I've only said I love you to two people, one yes. of them being the abusive ex
right.
and him. And it's like, just because you did that doesn't mean you have to stay in something.
It doesn't.
Well, it's no. like these, you know, like Love Island also like uses this language that I think is like so problematic. That is like where they're like, well, I haven't been successful in my dating. What does that mean? Like mm-hmm. all of my exes, mm-hmm. I still think were successful relationships. Like,
yeah,
they meant what they meant at the time, you know, and like they made me who I am in my current relationship, you know, and like yeah. all of these things for like good and bad reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider myself like a failure because I didn't marry the first mm-hmm. girlfriend I ever had. And somehow that's like successful dating, you
and
know,
they're all young.
Yeah. yeah. You know, I also don't see like me when I was like casually mm-hmm. dating, you know, like many people as failures in my like life, you know,
yeah.
like a failure, and like they talk about it like that, and so it's like then Nicole is like saying this thing, and clearly it's like, you know, being vulnerable in that way is like very hard for her, mm-hmm. and like, and for good reason, like probably we don't love most of the people that we say I love you to, you know what I mean, like I mean like that, so like she's not, but it's like she thinks that this is like she's failed on the show, or like that she's mm-hmm. failed herself because she's given something up, and it's like, well, clearly that was for a reason. I was like, you were in a gated
right
cliff, like shooting a show, like this just like has nothing to do with real life right. exactly, you know, like
yeah,
you don't have to, like it's fine, you can move right. on. How badass would it be to be the one that really moved on with grace from this messy season, you know, like
right. well it's yeah. like I think a lot of these shows like the heteronormativity becomes an issue because yeah. it starts like limiting people's imagination, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm just like, I think it's like, I love my queerness because it saved my life, because it's like thinking you're supposed to only have a certain number of relationships right. or only supposed to say I love you to a certain amount of people, or you could only have sex with a certain amount of people, right? right. And like the flip side of like there's judgment if you have too many of any of these things versus just like you have all the agency to do whatever you want whenever you want, and like you thought you were in love with Kendall and then you came out of the show, this really big thing happened, he lied to you at the first instance, and there was already things that you were seeing in the villa that you didn't like, and then he keeps the show up in a way that you don't like. So, like, girl, clearly you want to break up with this man, so just break up with him, because what you're doing is tormenting yourself, and the whole world is watching.
Yes, and we're tired.
You're tired.
And I also wonder if she also felt like, I don't want to be the bad guy. Like, once someone does that, and, like, you immediately then dump the person. I've also seen people, like, say things about that. She would have gotten judged no matter what.
No matter what, right.
And I think that's, like, also just something to keep in mind. It's, like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Do you, and, like, whatever is healthiest to you. This was such, like, not a healthy situation. And... yeah, I think she was scared of being seen as the bad guy, because obviously Kendall gets a lot of sympathy. Like, he got a lot of sympathy before this. Nicole would bring up some of the things she was feeling about him, and they did what they did. I was like, oh, this is why she should have never brought it up, first of all, in this company, because she knows these girls aren't really riding for her like that. Like, first of all, Janae was speaking a lot because Janae put herself in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, because she was telling Nicole information that Kendall hadn't told her.
Exactly. Which, you know, is a decision, but I think she then felt like she then owed something to Kendall to clean this up a little bit. But it's like, yeah, she told her to look further because there's more context, and the context was that timeline. Yeah. And I also think about that. I think about how these girls, they're so young. They have high hopes. Do you remember in, like, the premiere, Janae and Serena were talking about marriage? And I'm like, do they not know that this is Love Island USA? But it's like, that's society and heteronormativity, right? Like, women, cis women are, like, groomed for marriage. Therefore, they're thinking like that. And I get... the anger that the men aren't conditioned the same way, so they don't even think about that. Like, women are doing things, women are stopping themselves from buying a home because a potential male partner might walk into their lives at any moment, right. And then we're supposed to buy a home together. Men don't think like that, and I do think a little bit of the undercurrent of the timing and the context of what was used against him was that, yes, he didn't know Nicole. He couldn't have expected that.
Yeah, predicted
also, he was on
that.
A dating show, and it's just not protecting a potential partner in a way that us women are thought of constantly. We're slut-shamed. Because what about your future husband?
Yeah.
Serena couldn't react to Cordell angrily without Miguel being like, well, would you want your future husband the same way? I think there's a lot of care around Kendall, and it should. But I'm also saying, like, if also the conditioning of men and women and her saying it's not okay for men to lie to women, like, I kind of get it. I get it. It's just too gray and complicated and should have just broken up.
And she should have done more talking in private.
Yes.
You know, it's like, she's like, he's not communicating with me. But I'm like, Nicole, you're not communicating with anyone. You shut down in your inside of yourself because you're so overwhelmed by what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, no, you need to be having more conversations with him, whether it's by phone, by text, by freaking carrier pigeon. I don't know. But like, because y'all only talking on podcasts and on broadcast, like, that is not the helpful place to be having these high emotion conversations. Yeah, and social media, right? Like, girl, talk to your man. Like, if he say he will fly to Sacramento to have a cup of coffee, make him do it.
Yeah.
And give him a 10-minute slot at that to show, make him prove it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, but it's like she just wants to stay in this place and then go on television. I'm like, don't do that.
Then also for Kendall, it's like, what do you mean you saw Nicole's story and you thought I should give her space? You're not a fan. You're supposed to be her man.
What? That was the craziest thing, honestly.
Like, both of them do not have the conflict resolution for the situation that they have been dealt with. It's like,
Exactly. Even
if you are a great communicator, but you know, you would probably flounder in this whole situation. So it was nuts. It was messy. And Kendall, I guess, dumped Nicole the next day. So,
I mean, it makes sense.
It makes sense, but it could have just happened so much earlier. Also, so he did it on the 20th. When was the premiere? It was Monday, right?
Yeah, that was.
So he waited a full cycle day.
Oh, he watched it.
That's what I'm. That's what people are like. Why now?
Up with her.
He watched it and wait to see what social media had to say, and then broke up with her.
Is that it? Like, it's like, why now? Why?
No, that's gotta be. Listen, like, didn't you get the sense all season that the minute Kendall and Nicole got together, Kendall could see a win in his eye? Like, you could see that he was like, we could win. Like, I think if we're going to be, like, not there for the right reasons, like, Kendall, you know, like.
He had that biggest accusation against him.
Yeah, I mean, I think his actions post, both of their actions post, have, like, been really obvious that, like, oh, they were not actually mentally prepared or ever really wanted something in real life afterwards. The minute they weren't like told, okay, this is your hour that you can commingle,
right?
Unless they're being forced.
Like, union
or on a podcast, just like they were in the villa.
Yeah,
they actually have nothing to say to each other, or they just like don't. They actually don't have that chemistry, you know, and which is fine. I agree. Like, I also think like this is like the season of potentially a couple like strong success couples, and mostly some that were like, just, you should have been done. Like, this should have just, you should have just broken up, and that's fine. And it doesn't mean your time on Love Island was a failure, you know, like that. You just have to like also,
or you were lying, you know, because it's like, you're on vacation in a beautiful villa in Fiji. Heck yeah. I'd fall in love too. Like,
with everybody, I would be so messy. Like, absolutely.
For sure. Let's go to greener pastures. We did not talk about Janae and Kenny. Where are y'all? There they are. Kenny! Her face. I mean, her face is always great, but I'm just like, I think I was just mesmerized by like the matte glamour.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's just, it doesn't look real. It looks airbrushed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. These two, apparently Kenny asked Janae to be his girlfriend with a bouquet of roses.
Classy.
She gives everyone a shock like she usually does, saying that she was pregnant.
That was
gorgeous. Just kidding.
Gosh.
Ariana Maddox was like,
That would have been hilarious. It's been 3 weeks.
Right.
Would it even pop up on a test?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. But they seem to be doing well. Now, right after that they announced that they're an official couple, Coy perks up, speaks up, apologizes. He's like, yeah, I was on live with Daya and I called this relationship fake. I apologize. She's really genuine. Janae, I have never seen her have such a face.
Right, okay.
Like, bubbles completely gone.
Right.
And Kenny was just like, Kenny, I think, always is here just to not make faces and hold Janae's hand, and that's it.
That's definitely the Stedman of this relationship.
Mm-hmm. He looks so good doing it.
Yeah. Coy,
goodbye. Who invited Coy? Why was he even there? Goodbye, Coy. Like, he just like,
no.
He made the episode, you know?
I also think Coy was a huge, like, a huge tone setter for the season by dumping him, because it was a statement. When that happened, I was like, so the women are going to be at power.
Think about
it. Like, Koi, he kept claiming he's 6'8". He said he didn't care if Hercules walked in.
He literally said that. Like, sir.
That came out of his mouth. Yes.
Yes. So the fact that Shanae was like, actually, I need more.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Connor, let's try this. I was like, I stand Shanae. We'll see how far this goes. They tried to take Janae's confidence with that Andrea vote, because the other side of the coin was, and Janae should have gone home. In fact, Rob actually said that.
Yeah.
And we didn't see that.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron said it too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aaron was like, Janae was the obvious choice. She pulled out that receipt too. That was one of the ones she read to him. You said that, Aaron.
Yeah. Right.
And what are you going to say to me now?
And also, by that logic, if she was always the obvious choice, then Rob should have been gone at some point. If they had the chance, you know, but they would have never sent Rob home. So I'm like, let's be real. It is RuPaul's best friend's race. Like, we are picking our friends. Like, straight up.
Exactly. When people talk about Love Island USA season 6, maybe they'll talk about some of the couples. But I think the main thing is like, oh man, PPG, right? Like, that's it. I don't know what else to tell you. So yeah, and then on the other side, I mean, they didn't really say much more. But I saw in another interview, they were like, yeah, eventually we'll move in together. We're going to take some time. I saw Kenny on one-on-one. I was like, oh, I wish I was in New York.
Kenny.
Probably after they, like, interviewed a Broadway director or something, cuts to Kenny. Yeah.
He's like...
I'm really shocked by the capitalism, like how marketable this season has been, like a winner getting a Cheez-Its brand deal and he's on the box of a Cheez-Its and came up with like the Coffee Mate, the pizza, like I'm just like, Broadway, the stars of Love Island USA season 6 had a Broadway red carpet walk out of the... I'm like, this is wild.
It is wild.
Pizza Hut.
That was wild. That was wild.
I would be like, ooh, I wish I could eat this food back in my room while I watch this. You know, like, what?
I think, honestly, it was very interesting because I think it was all of the Bombshells, right? Yes, and the Kappa Girls doing the promo. Like, even now, there's a tier system, and it's like, no, you can't get PPG.
Because Janae did, like, Cover Girl or something, or, like, whatever the beauty partnership was. That's the one she did.
She said, this is on Kenny's cheek.
Rob had Coffee Mate, right? And then
it was like Kendall that had the coffee.
Oh, there we go.
Drinking out of the espresso. I was like, goodbye. Goodbye.
Not in Casa and the Bombshells got Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was jarring and wild, but hopefully they all get part of that check. The one other thing that I haven't mentioned was like the other girls kind of spoke up. Apparently, everything that Daya said about the roles of the Casa girls and everything was only because she said, hey, can I speak? This is what she claims. She went on TikTok and claimed, like, oh, they were about to wrap up. And she was like, I know you guys didn't fly me out here for nothing. And Ariana's like, what more is there to say? And then she talks about the Casa girls. And yeah, how hard that role is.
Oh my God. It's like, I don't know.
It's like, closed mouths don't get fed. That's a lesson for everyone.
That is.
Future reality stars, don't get up that seat. If you have something else to say, you never know. You can make the cut. And I think it is a good message. I literally wrote an article before the reunion because I just anticipated. I was like, let's talk about the role of Casa Girls and how this show would not work without them and Bombshells.
Right.
So
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
please.
I was going to say, it's like the show doesn't work without them. So it's like, I think on my end, it's like viewers and fans shouldn't be invested in like making moral judgments about Casa Girls or Bombshells or the Casa Guys either. I do, on the other side, it's like, Daya, you watch the whole season, then you go into the villa and you're like, I'm going after Cordell. Did you think Serena would want to be your best friend?
Right.
You know, so I'm like, the awkward, the OG girls aren't talking to y'all. That makes sense in context. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be mad at them because all of y'all are in here because all of they mans chose y'all to be. You know, I'm like, they're not going to be like, oh, Daniela, you're lucky that Kayla's goofy because she was the only OG girl who was like, hi, like, I don't want to be mean. And it's like, okay, we don't have to be mean, but also they're not going to roll out the red carpet for you. No. But it's okay to want people to advocate for, like, viewers to not be mean to y'all, you know?
And honestly, a controversial opinion, I'm not mad at what Daya did. Yes, use that footage. Use that footage to figure out who's the most vulnerable man and target that man.
They were playing this year.
Yeah, they're playing.
This is the game. That's the one. They don't have time on their side. The one thing that they have is that they get to watch. Because I saw some people being like, Casa Girls shouldn't be able to watch. They should. No.
That's helpful.
Give it to them.
Yeah.
And I think also the Casa Girls, like, Daya was absolutely playing to the audience because she knew the audience at that time was not really rocking with Cordell and Serena after that twist game.
Right.
So, she was like, I do like that she kind of gave it back to the viewers that was like, I wasn't doing anything you guys weren't.
Right.
I was just able to hop in there and say it. And then it, like, backfired because obviously we don't see everything that goes on in the edits. Yeah. They actually had a talk before Casa in bed that was, like, more getting on the same page.
Right.
Also, Serena said she told Kiki Palmer that they might have both been told different rules for that twist game. Which led to them doing different things. Because now
self-explanatory.
Right. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Because Serena was told, if you're happy but are still open, then go off the dance floor. And then Cordell was told something different of like, if you want to leave this couple or stay in it. You leave the dance floor. So for her, it's like, I'm not sending the message I'm not happy with Cordell, but we did agree that we're open. And for Cordell, it's like, oh, shoot. Like,
Does
she not feeling me? I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't they were told different things. Maybe they interpreted it differently.
Yeah, this is the funny thing.
Absolutely what.
This is the funny thing because Cordell absolutely was like, maybe I misunderstood, but if you watch, Serena was like she totally blames the producers.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they should know that they should probably say it a couple more times for Cordell because, you know.
Or just everyone.
Everybody multiple times.
Because here's the thing is that they were told also one-on-one by producers. If the rules are just the rules, why don't you tell the whole cast standing there for free on cameras?
Oh, got it. They were told one by one. Got it.
Okay. Yeah. Which you can switch up.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Is there anything else? I mean, I need to get better at doing this. A chaotic bisexual moment.
This isn't inherently bisexual, but I really loved Liv when Kayla was like, can we switch seats?
Yes.
And then Liv took that as an invitation to just join the argument. I was like, yeah.
That's what I thought too. I was like, Liv gives big, like, not even, like, bisexual, but I'm ready to get in this relationship with you and work this all out. And, like,
And, like, when Erin was like, don't yell at me. And she's like, don't tell me to stop yelling. Yeah. I love that. I love Liv. I love her. Yeah. She should be on, like, a strategery show. Like, I love her.
I'm
like,
smart as hell. I'm pro Liv.
She is so smart. Because, like, let's be real. She was playing a strategy game the whole season. Like, she was not falling in love with anybody. She was just like, okay, which one of these guys can I move on to another day?
There was not.
Have you seen what people have said why Liv didn't find love in the villa?
No.
They were like, oh, she listens to Stunna Girl. She, like, wanted a...
Okay. Okay. I love me some Liv. Liv's a real one. Because also, she was like, I feel like at first people were worried that she wasn't a girl's girl, but she was the ultimate girl's girl.
Ultimate.
You know? She's like, I don't care who we send home. We're going to be strategic about it. We're going to use logic. Yeah. And we're going to all have each other's back. Yeah. But also, the moment she felt like Leah turned on her for a man, she was just like, okay, we have to cut her loose because she's breaking girl code.
But did you see that thing? Are there rumors that she's dating Obi Toppin, the basketball player?
No, but that would make
you
sense.
You lost me, is he?
Got it.
I don't know. I don't know who that man is.
I don't know who he is, but I'm like, if he's in the NBA, he sounds like a tall black man. So
is he handsome?
He's like a little goofy looking.
Okay.
He's nice looking. He a little goofy. Yeah.
Nice. A beautiful black moment of this reunion?
Janae and her receipt.
Ooh,
okay.
It's beautiful.
I don't know. All of it. I don't know. Serena and Cordell.
Yeah.
I love Cordell's that.
Cheez-Its deal.
Mm-hmm. All good.
I do want to check in back with Cordell because that was like one of his life goals, you know?
And so that's why it's not a long-term goal.
That's why Serena was valid in thinking, this man has no plans.
None. Because he literally got this, 3 weeks after being in the villa? It's like, what now, Cordell? He's like, oh.
like for a job. Like,
What
do you mean, Jesus?
Whatever. Oh my God. Are there any other things we want to say about this reunion?
I mean, when you were like, closed mouth, don't get fed. I wish Connor would have stopped talking. Oh. I got so annoyed with him.
I didn't notice him talking at all.
Damn, he was like
about his boys. He hanging out with.
Yeah, I made lifelong friendships. I was like,
Connor's been busy. Because first of all, he went on a date with Katie Maloney of Vanderpump Rules. He's about to be brother-in-law to Ariana.
That was for the Bravo Peacock of it all, because that can't be real.
It is real.
Oh, was she like a goofy man? She was with Schwartz.
Oh, no.
She like him goofy.
The problem is with Connor is that his downfall was truly mistreating a black woman. I don't know if he would make the same mistake with any other woman.
Oh, he would.
Yeah.
I never trusted Connor from the beginning. I don't know. Just something.
He doesn't seem very sincere, I will say that. Like, it seems like there's strategy there, but also he's just like goofy. The wildest thing, Complex did an interview with some of the Love Island guests. Did you see that it was like Cordell, Serena, Janae, and Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, why is Rob here?
I don't know.
I was like, what? I was like, okay, he's a very attractive man, white man with like dark hair, and he has like a different vibe about him. He wears overalls. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I don't know if like the Complex viewership is Team Rob, and
some will be.
But Rob seems so uninterested the entire interview.
The whole time.
Yeah, that's his whole, that was like, that's like his whole,
yeah.
Stop making overalls a personality trait.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, give it up. Like, why are we feeding into the whole
overalls
as personality trait? Like, they,
right.
You know.
But also, he did get me because on the show, he said his favorite artist was Biba Doobie. And I was like, what the hell is he talking about? Is he making that up? And then YouTube suggested Biba Doobie to me. And I was like, oh, I really like this band. Okay.
And he went on live with her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that already happened. She had no clue who he was. I love why would she?
Why would
and, she? And then she, like, someone was like, this has the energy of a first date. Because she was like, what's your favorite snake? And he's just like,
Oh my God.
I bet you that is his type, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he likes, I don't know. I think he likes a little, like, obviously he likes brunettes.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine he also likes someone a little out there because, like, don't let Leah's looks fool you. She's a freaking nerd.
Yeah.
Like, they were geeking out about animals for sure. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't see him with someone with an office job is all I'm trying to say. Mm. So.
And I don't see him being with, like, an influencer either. Like, type of person.
But then why not? Because look at his freaking pages. This is my thing about Rob. It's like he acts like he's above everything, and yet you're always here. You're on not one, but two seasons of Love Island USA. Okay? You have all these followers. Like
the basic TikToks.
You didn't just
do TikTok. I know the basics. Yeah.
On this? You obviously care about wanting to do this.
Yeah.
So I was just like, really, like, I don't buy it when Rob is like, oh, yeah, I dumped Andrea because her TikToks were a lot. And it's like, you're not better than her.
No, like, but he wants to pretend like he is, and he wants a woman who's that same vibe. Like, she's in it, but she feels like she's above it. So I think it was a major turnoff for him that Andrea was just, like, being honest and emotional and vulnerable on social media. Because he's like, ew, why would you do that?
Also, would it be different if those TikToks were well-received?
Right. Maybe.
The fact is, it's like, because she has that attitude. She has the attitude that I'm better than all of this. This is why the other girls jumped her.
Right. Yeah.
And, yeah, they would have been a match made in heaven. It's just they got separated, and then he was able to see, okay, that route doesn't work. So I'm just going to shut up and make and get whatever opportunities, like sitting behind freaking Serena and Cordell in a complex interview. Because if he was really not wanting to do it, he wouldn't have done it.
Right, he wouldn't have been there. Right.
Yeah. Well, you guys aren't above getting new followers, so give me your plugs. Izzy.
Oh, no, I'm pretty above it. I'm pretty above it. Listen, you can follow me on Twitter at Flute Dyke. We love it. All things reality. Yeah. Yeah, that's all I'm plugging.
Okay. And Quita?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at @hello_Quita for hot takes on social justice and pop culture. And I'm launching a podcast called Grassroots University, where you'll get schooled by the people and learn about social movements and politics.
Links will be below. I am your host, Nicole Weaver. Please follow Black by Reality across all socials so you never miss an episode. Right now, this is going to wrap up Love Island USA. I could keep trying to reach out to get an interview, but that's going to be a long shot. And other than that, I'm still doing exit interviews for Big Brother 26. Survivor's just right around the corner. Right around. So I will be scrounging up some more reality stars to talk about the episodes and recap. And Quita, we are going to film very soon about the Love Island UK finale. So if you're interested in that, I suggest you start it. I'm enjoying it. And then you can recap and listen to our thoughts. But that's about it, guys. Have a good one. And